Welcome back to the Doherty Report. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. Sponsored by Whole Foods Market.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Celebrity chef Nick Stellino, a man of style and grace. We spoke to him this week, and here's what he had to say.
I was born and raised in Palermo, Sicily, but my mother's family is from Veneto, Venice, town nearby Rovigo. So I, by Italian standards, I'm a mixed breed.
Well, my family was from Naples and Milan.
My grandfather was from southern Italy and my grandmother from northern Italy near the Swiss border. So I guess it's common.
Here's what else he had to say.
The one that just came out is Cooking with Nick Stellino. And we have it available through the PBS store. So if you go on the PBS store, you'll find that you can find it on Amazon. You can find it on my site. And it's a beautiful book. And I would say grab it because once this is over, I am not republishing it. Most of my books end up being cherished things. If you go on eBay, you'll find some of the older books that I had originally at a price of $16 a book, now selling for $250. I treat my books as a little work of art.
That's pretty amazing because most of the chefs that are on PBS, and he's on PBS something like three times a day,
mm-hmm.
they will republish their books or they'll condense them into part of another book or something like that. He writes it one time, releases it one time. It's kind of like what Disney does.
Puts it in the vaults and maybe he might bring it back or maybe not.
Right.
And he said he uses very high quality paper as well.
Nice.
All right. You ask him a question about a French influence in his cooking. You never got a straight answer. Listen to this.
I have taken all of these aspirations of a chef who wants every dish to be a painting on the plate and have adopted this technique. And what I've really done, which I would consider worthwhile to be named almost revolutionary, I have broken this very difficult sauces, which, as you very well have noticed, you know, they're very technical,
right,
in very simple steps, as easy as 1, 2, 3, so that everybody can actually do them at home. I believe that the only difference between me and my viewers is this. I'm on TV, and they're not. They can do anything I do.
He is an amazing saucier. He makes these sauces, and, you know, that's why I felt like there might have been a little French influence in his cooking and also the way he plates the food.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I guess he's just an artist.
And from a background standpoint, this is a guy who was born in 1958 in Italy. His parents came over here in the mid-70s. He worked on Wall Street as a Wall Street broker, said, to hell with this. I want to go do something fun, and started cooking.
And full of modesty. Listen to this.
I mean, you know what? You gotta call it for what it is. I am who I am, and I embrace it. I don't embrace it as a fault. I do not live and stand thinking that I am better than others. I just encompass this passion of mine.
Not a hair out of place. Beard is perfectly colored.
If there's ever a man who deserves to have some vanity, it is Nick Stellino.
He wears the most perfectly.
Here we go with the man crush.
Tailored clothes.
That's correct.
Now, why would you call it a man crush?
We have to stop what we're doing. If we're walking by the television and Nick Stellino is on, I'm not even in the room anymore.
Do you know, I have used my phone and tried to soundhound his theme just so that I could listen to it. Never mind. I'm sorry. Okay, maybe it is a man crush.
I don't know.
I just enjoy it.
Maybe it's just an Italian
thing.
He's
a great chef, and I'm learning a lot from him.
My mom used to love Nick Stellino, too.
All right. He explains how people can watch his show.
Over 600 stations across the country. You have to call each one of the stations that your listeners are connected to because they air it themselves. The other one is that you can go to the createtv.com. Create is the digital arm of public television. And my shows in the past have been repeated three times a day, the morning, the afternoon, and sometimes even at night in prime time. For those of you that want to see how vain I am, go to my Tumblr and Instagram, and you will see my daily postings of vanity that I took care of.
Daily postings of vanity?
Yes.
I have to go check him out.
Yep.
You know, if this were the 70s, he'd be like Burt Reynolds with Cosmo.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, physically he resembles Luciano Pavarotti, a young, thin, very well... Oh, here we go again. It just sounds terrible when I say it, so I'm just going to stop.
Nick Stellino is a very handsome man.
Yes, he
and
is.
And very charming.
Yes, he is.
And I'm sure he drives his wife insane. I can just tell. I can just tell. So
most Italian men do.
I feel your pain, Mrs. Stellino.
Who produces his show, if I'm not mistaken. I believe
well,
she is.
Isn't that ironic?
Just to, you know, keep him in check.
And you guys get together and go, talent, what are we going to do with these people?
Uh-huh.
So next week, we're going to have some interesting stories we're working on for you, more privacy stories. If you go to Facebook, go to ElizabethDoherty.com or TheDohertyReport.com, click through the Facebook. We're going to put up complete sound clips of all of our interviews from this week, particularly more answers to the Affordable Care Act questions that people have, because we've gotten a lot of questions from listeners about how does this work? How does this really work? I mean, everybody's just talking about how good or bad it is. Nobody tells us what to do.
The entire Don Silver interview will be up online, and you'll be able to download and listen for yourself. And as I mentioned earlier, if you work for a large company, you're going to want to download and listen to that, because there are changes coming to your plan, whether you like it or not.
This is the real information that you need, yep, instead of just the commentary about it.
The same old commentary.
Look for it this week. We're going to have it up on the Facebook page. Thanks for liking us.
Yeah, 14,000 likes.
Yep. Still going strong, and we still got all our recipes and food pictures that we put up in different places we go. So follow us and like us.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today on The Doherty Report. See you next week.
Miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 Eastern for The Doherty Report on the Business Talk Radio Network.